Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. Some months ago, I tested the Volkswagen Tiguan, which was so good I wondered at it cannibalizing the sales of the Volkswagen Touareg, which has always been a favorite of mine. Well, that was before I tested the new Touareg, which I've just done. Obviously, the Touareg is a nice place to sit in. The range-topping Volkswagen has it all, from the massaging seats to the panoramic integration of the infotainment screen to instrument cluster. It plays with the big boys from its homeland. The Touareg is certainly rugged-looking and handsome without getting all macho on you. Think biceps in a suit, not posturing by flexing oiled muscles on a beach. And in the matte charcoal paint job of the test unit, it was pretty magnificent in an understated way. And I think this is the point of Touareg. You get all the heft size of a Porsche Cayenne or a Land Cruiser, maybe not quite the performance, but you are in a Q car. This one does not come across as a flash of ego. The VW brand makes this egalitarian while showing understatement and frugalness while you buy a car the price of a small home. By that I mean 1.8 million rand, and that's before you add the magnificent camera system over the basic one for 25,000 rand, or the semi-autonomous driving for 20,000 rand, or my favorite optional feature that I first and last saw over a decade and a half ago in a Merc S-Class, the night vision, which is 50,000 rand. But man, its identification of unseen pedestrians at night is incredible, with intelligence highlighting wandering people in our freeways in yellow against the black and white of infrared. But the real party trick of Touareg is none of this. It isn't the 190 kilowatt diesel V6 drivetrain that is so good that you don't notice it, or the absolute joy of noise, vibration, and harshness in the excellent class, or the magnificent sound system, or the fuel consumption of 9.2 liters per 100 kilometers, besting its rivals by a long margin, or even the convenience of a fantastic rail net system for the trunk, or retractable tow bar with integrated power point, or even the rear Volkswagen logo and trim line that all light up in an understated way at night. Nor is it the adaptive 40-point automatic headlight system, none of this. What makes the Touareg 3-litre V6 R-Line stand out for me is the adjustable suspension. Sure, it lowers and raises and does all the 4x4 off-road stuff, but the real joy is how the suspension makes the car corner. It is the flattest cornering car I've tested that wasn't built for a racetrack, period. There is no body roll at all, and in a car this heavy, that is impressive, beyond impressive. Those race cars do that by helping you lose your fillings, even on baby smooth tracks. This car does this while cosseting you in comfort. It is an engineering marvel to me. It does make this Volkswagen worth the price of the aforementioned small home. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels. That's, of course, DavidDondi. And find the podcast on fmr.co.za.